Welcome to the podcast where we talk about things that are hard to talk about. We might laugh, we might cry, but we get real in the spirit of self-development. I'm Amber. Let's get naked. Wow. Welcome to the very first episode of Let's Get Naked. What the hell am I doing? It seems like the craziest thing that I've ever thought of. Let's talk. Let's expose yourself. Let's be totally real. I'm not very good at it. I've never been good at it. I've always been very guarded. Don't want people to get to know the real me. Until I turned 50. And then I need to become a little bit more real. Because all this sheltering of who I really am, it wasn't really working anymore. And I wasn't able to heal or understand or grow anymore. I became stuck, really, really stuck. So it's a little bit crazy, but here I am, going to expose myself, talk about things that I find very hard to talk about. But also, I'm hoping that everybody will learn to be more authentic, to gain a little bit more insight on how to, you know, self-development and be more like you and let the world get to know you and how much you have to offer. Or you're going to listen to this and go, she's just a little too weird for me. But my husband says I'm too weird and he loves me. So what the hell? We'll just go with it. So I'm not very good at this. So I'm not going to pretend. I have always been the shyest, quietest person pretty much everywhere since I was, well, born. That's all I've ever heard. It's like, oh my God, you're so quiet. Or she's shy. Just, you know, leave her alone. Or why is your face turning so red? All those kind of things kind of made me even more afraid, not wanting to actually get naked. So I decided to call the podcast Let's Get Naked because I think that's the most terrifying thing is to be naked and have everybody see you. So although you don't know if I'm naked, you know, I could be, who knows? I am here to talk about things that are really hard. So I'm 51. I have multiple mental health issues, which I'm trying to figure out a different word besides mental health, because you could pretty much sum it up as anxiety, depression, social anxiety, PTSD. I'm still grieving. Fibromyalgia, so a lot of autoimmune things. I don't have a lot going for me in a positive manner, except that I'm learning how to make them part of me. All that crap is now part of me. So I'm going to try to get this podcast to help people, to help myself, to have some fun. I'm a little bit of a smartass sometimes, so I might just throw in something that makes absolutely no sense. And I'm going to try to do it sober. Because one thing with me is that, especially when I was grieving, my mother passed away 3 years ago. And the grieving thing was, I just was not good at it. I'm not good at a lot of things, but I found that I needed to have a drink or to have like, let's go, you know, have a few drinks. So because I knew I needed to open up, I needed to get all of it out there. I knew that I was hurting, but I wasn't able to cry or to express myself. So drinking was an easier way just to let myself go crazy. The only problem is that we would drink enough that I don't remember it in the morning. And it's like, let's start all over again. So that wasn't working. So I went through that for a little while, and now I decided to suck it up, buttercup, go for it. All the sayings of, you know, face your fears, jump in, just do it, get it done, all that kind of thing. So here we are, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope I can stick to it. I have my ups and downs. I'm definitely not perfect. I have way too many problems to, you know, list. But I'm actually like a very fun person and can be happy. And most of the time, people have no clue what's going on because, as I said, I'm not very good at sharing myself. And I'm not very good at talking about myself. But I think I need to. I think it's something that will help people because I feel like after 51 years, I've lived 1,000. I have seen things, done things, been places, and I don't feel tired anymore like I used to. I felt like, oh, lived like 100 years and I feel worn out. But I feel like I'm about to come out of that cloud and start something new. So I hope you all get naked with me. And I hope it's a lot of fun. Yes, that was a goat. Farm animal sounds make me laugh, so they might just show up. One thing that helped me get over my fear and decide to just, you know, go do it. You've been thinking about it. You wanted to do it. Just get your head out of your ass and just do it. So every year, my husband and I take students to Australia, and we visit an Aboriginal cultural center in Cairns. And one year, I bought these Australian Wildlife Wisdom Cards. And it's a book of knowledge and wisdom cards by Trevor and Susan O'Sullivan. And it comes with a little book, and it comes with 49 cards. And you take the deck of cards, and you take 3 deep breaths, and while you're holding the cards, closing your eyes and just kind of focus. And then you shuffle them and ask, what do I need to understand today? I thought it was a fun little thing, and they tell you all about the animals. And today's card actually was the fairy penguin, and it was trust. So I looked up into the book. And the fairy penguin, which I've actually seen them, they're blue penguins. Phillip Island that we've seen, and they come about dusk. They come swimming in from the ocean, and they come to land, and they all go into their little homes, and you actually get to follow them. It'll be very quiet. You just kind of follow them, and they're very, very little, very timid. You have to be very quiet. There's no flash photography. You don't have to respect them. So what it came to tell me, and I thought was very interesting, was about trust. And I thought, well, what do I need to trust? Like, what the hell does that mean? So I started reading it, and it tells you about the penguins and how little they are and how they like to stick together. And they're very good in the water, but not on land. And so tourists come each year eagerly to watch the comical ritual of the dance as penguins cross from the seas to shore. As they approach land, they become nervous and indecisive. They will take a few steps onto the beach towards the cover of vegetation, only to lose their nerve and hurry back to the water. They will regroup and paddle around again, only to repeat the same nervous dance when the bravest of the brave takes the land to venture forward. Over and over, they repeat this curious behavior. Will we? Won't we? On and on it goes. The group will follow the lead of the bravest and waddle its way to shore, only to follow the lead of the first penguin to feel fear and all run back to sea. brave, fearful, brave, fearful, on it goes. Eventually, the bravery wins out as the penguin parade waddles in full swing. Once Fairy Penguin finally decides to make it to the scrub, his fearless ocean persona returns. All signs of indecision are gone. Once on the beach, crossing is complete, he takes his time, stopping periodically to rest his tired little legs in the safety of the dune vegetation. If Fairy Penguin has come to your hand today, he has come to help you make a decision. Perhaps it is time to cross from a comfortable and secure aspect of your life into a new challenge that fulfills your needs. Perhaps Penguin says, it is time to step out of your comfort zone and find new safety on the other side. Penguin knows that your decision is a sound one, and he asks you to be brave and stay on your path. He reminds you to be like this kind and potentially lose yourself in the actions of, or beliefs of a group. Do not stay stuck in a situation that won't sustain you because the group mind feels its safety. Be at peace with your decision as you elect to live in the manner of your choosing, says Penguin. Penguin medicine reminds you that no one ever feels confident in new situations or environments. You are not alone. Even if you feel it at this time, he encourages you. Fairy Penguin asks you to stay in tune to your decision. Your equilibrium will rapidly return as new turns to comfortable once more. You will be a master of your imminent life change and be assured that it will better serve you to complete your dance as the Creator intends it. When you choose bravery and make the first move, all those that doubted or feared will follow in full faith and support you as they see you conquer your new challenges. It is only their fear that holds them back. So show them courage, be the light, and allow yourself to shine, smiles Penguin. Life constantly changes, and there will always be new beaches to cross. Penguin battles with his everyday, for he needs to live in two worlds to survive. There is only trust and fear, says Penguin. Practice your skills in connecting to the all-knowing cosmic mind of the spirit world. Learn to meditate and trust your intuition. Penguin tells you there is nothing to fear. Fear is only in the mind of unconscious men. It is not real. So I read this today and I was like, holy crap. Exactly what I needed. So whether you believe in, you know, cards or the world or spirituality or whatever, I figured now is the time we just go and do it. So I'll leave you with that. And I hope you join me again for episode 2 of Let's Get Naked. I'll be less nervous, might talk a little faster, I might relax a little bit maybe, or not. But let's do it together. Let's have some fun. Stay naked. Stay kind. Be real.